This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is hour number two for us. Free Talk Live does 3 hours of live radio pretty much every day of the year, including holidays. I'll talk to you on Thanksgiving. That's always one of my nights. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we spent the first hour on talking about the TSA banning thermal detonator, that's something from Star Wars, kids, shaped Coke bottles, because they couldn't tell the difference between a movie prop or something that actually would only look like a movie prop and an explosive. And, of course, there's no exceptions. They can't actually make a decision. They can't pass a memo around to everybody new on shift saying, keep your eye out for these things. There's nothing to worry about. Disney's handing them out. And evidently, it's not a threat, folks. Don't worry about it. It's just a Coke bottle. But that's enough for the TSA to ruin thousands of people's vacations. And as someone who has traveled with small children on vacation on an airplane, I don't need your help. I don't need you to help make this trip worse.
It's stressful enough as it is.
It is. Yeah. It is a it's a challenge. We'll just leave it at that. But staying with the federal law enforcement machine, the FBI is going to study two broken cameras outside Epstein's cell when he died.
So, well, that's going to take a long time. Yep, looks like they're broken. Okay.
Yep.
Apparently they've been taken down and shipped to the crime lab, so I'm guessing they're going to try and determine who broke them how they got that.
So to kind of go back a few points, there's been investigations and a lawsuit against a good friend of Bill Clinton's and a good friend of Donald Trump, who now says, I never had anything to do with that guy. Jeffrey Epstein, who was famously arrested. He was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. But, Ian, you've got a little bit more about this investigation.
I think it is pretty well documented, though, that Trump threw Epstein out of his club about 15 years ago for hitting on young girls. So
was this young girl with Trump?
I don't know if she was with Trump or no. Well, she was actually working in the health spa, I think.
Interesting. So, okay.
I don't know why they would have a girl that young working in the health spa in the first place. Sounds like a bad plan to me, but...
Trump did claim that he had falling out with Epstein at some point. So they were friends, but they allegedly no longer are.
It resulted in something in court.
Of course, everybody associated with Epstein is, you know, pretending to not know anything about anything that he was into. This Prince Andrew guy who was videoed at Epstein's apartment complex or whatever building he had in one of his buildings in New York, was videoed opening the door while some young lady was walking out. I mean, like, this guy pretends like nothing was going on or that he didn't know anything about what was going on. And, you know, I'm sure some people believe him.
I'm sure they do.
But according to Reuters, two cameras that malfunctioned outside the jail cell where financier Jeffrey Epstein died as he awaited trial on sex trafficking charges have been sent to an FBI crime lab for examination, according to a law enforcement source. Well, I'm not sure exactly what they're expecting to find out. I mean, if the camera's not working, examining the camera isn't going to reveal much about when it stopped working, right?
If this were anybody the FBI, they could possibly tell if it had been tampered with.
Possibly.
The question
if it was anybody but the FBI, they could...
Huh? I'm just saying that I mean, this story involves a lot of people in government.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And a lot of people who
governors, presidents.
Who have been at the highest levels of government. So excuse my incredulity when you say, we're going to have our people look into this. If they took this stuff and they said, you know what, there's this sheriff in Montana who used to run his own video surveillance company. He'd be a really good one to look at. I'd have more faith in that. If you were to give it to another government completely, I wouldn't even really put a lot of faith in that. But the idea, or if you just, you know, had some independent group of experts look at this as opposed to the U.S. government. I hate to say it, but it's another example to me of we're going to investigate our own crime so we make sure we're found not guilty.
Mm.
I don't know.
This is something that people speculated about, including, I think, on this show, that, oh, guess what? The cameras aren't going to be working. And turns out, two of them weren't working. Two! Not one, but two cameras.
Before that, everybody was making the joke that, watch Epstein, he'll probably commit suicide in jail because, you know, he's associated with the Clintons. And so far, I think Hillary has 56 people she has known have killed themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's a high number for anybody.
It's going to happen in somebody's lifetime.
Yeah,
but
I don't think it's just people she's known. It's people that she's been involved in crooked things with.
Or that has worked for her or something. I mean,
she always worked in government, and government's
so
a crooked thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But, yeah, the first joke was, you know, did you hear about Epstein? He committed suicide tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, as soon as he was found dead, watch, there's not going to be any cameras. Of course, they couldn't produce any of that. And there are testimony from some of the guards that were there apparently saying you could hear him screaming before he was found.
Epstein. Well, they are saying in a different story that I have pulled up on this from the independent.co.uk that lawyers for Epstein are saying that the injuries that he received were more consistent with murder than with suicide, according to an expert that they hired to take a look at whatever autopsy details had gone on. The financier died on August 10th in his prison cell. The coroner of New York did rule the death was suicide by hanging, but Martin Weinberg, one of the financier's lawyers, claimed the expert had concluded the injuries found on the 66-year-old's neck were more consistent with homicide than suicide. The lawyer asked Richard Berman, the judge presiding over the hearing, to look into the matter. A prosecutor argued the judge would not have jurisdiction. Berman said, quote, I think it's fair game for defense counsel to raise its concerns. They say another Epstein lawyer claimed, quote, we want the court to help us find out what happened. Well, I don't know what they could really do at this point. It's just going to be two medical experts saying, you know, one thing, one saying one thing, the other saying another. And we know the government isn't going to want to investigate itself too hard on this stuff.
Yeah, I think they want this to just go away, but this story has been going on for...
It's got legs.
Yeah, it's, 20 days now, and when you do more stuff, it just makes it... The thing is we've been exposed as a people in the United States to too many examples of things the government said. They're just lies. I don't say that facetiously. This feeling has been... You know, it definitely predated the Kennedy assassination. Now, how many of you believe that, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter in Dealey Plaza? Do you still believe that? Because most people don't believe that. How many people believe that the United States government has never encountered any evidence of unidentified flying objects, UFOs?
Has there been a poll done on what, I mean, I'm sure there have been polls done, but what are the latest polls on who killed JFK? That would be interesting.
Yeah, I've seen it, I've seen headlines that have said, you know, the majority of people, but that doesn't tell us anything. I think that most people don't believe the war on Commission report on JFK, and even when Congress investigated it, they came up with the idea that it doesn't look, it looks like there were gunshots from multiple areas based on those dictaphone tapes.
If they were telling us the whole truth, they wouldn't have to keep hiding documents, and Trump hit them again.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Ian.
And nobody.
And I'd like to tell you how to How do you accept cryptocurrency? You've heard of it. You're wondering.
Enthusiastically.
Enthusiastically. You're wondering how you would take it in your store. Well, it's simple. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the instructions. They will help you get hooked up online and ready to accept crypto right away. Do you operate a retail business or looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash at your store. You will become part of this. Get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That is helpmetakebitcoin.com. I use it. It works great. And I love to accept cryptocurrency because I don't like the dollar. I have no faith in the United States monetary system. I think it's going to tank. I think the next crash is going to be a heck of a lot worse than the last one.
Get your crypto now in that case, because if it tends to be that when government currencies crash, now obviously there's no way to predict the future, but this is the way it seems like it goes. Like if you look at Cyprus, if you look at Venezuela, whenever government currencies are crashing and Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies are available, people start putting their money in those economies. They start moving it into the cryptocurrencies. Now it's better late than never in that case, but it's usually better to do it earlier than later.
Exactly. And you can look at a lot of things that are going on in the world. The world isn't really stable. And you can also look at what some people do. Warren Buffett famously was stockpiling cash before the last crash. He had gotten out of a lot of positions and a lot of things before everything really blew up with the subprime housing market. He had converted a lot of his shares and a lot of companies to cash. Well, guess what, folks? He's doing that again. He's lowering his positions with a lot of big companies in the United States and stockpiling cash. I think it's even better if you actually stockpile cryptocurrencies. So we were talking the last segment, you know, wondering who really believes that Jeffrey Epstein really killed himself in front of two apparently failed video cameras, the only things watching him because the guards didn't check on him like they could have done. And
they called the footage unusable. So there was apparently footage, but it was unusable.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that means the camera was completely on the fritz or it was just janky, you know, to where it wasn't reliable.
Didn't show things we wanted it to see. Uh-huh. But we were discussing this, and the question came up, and we brought up JFK. You know, how many people actually believe the Warren Commission? And for you youngsters out there, this was the official government body that went in, looked at the JFK assassination back in 1963, November 22nd. They were looking into it in 1964 and trying to find out, you know, what happened. At its highest point in this poll, in 1975, 81% of Americans did not believe the Warren Commission. Where it stands today, 61% of Americans do not believe the official findings that the U.S. government put out.
People now do.
Is there any information about what those who don't believe, how many of those who don't believe that the Warren Commission, or who, how many of the others said, I don't know, as opposed to, I do believe it? Because it seems like there's a lot of people on Earth today for whom this has never been an issue. They've never thought about it.
I think there are a lot of people, and I suspect, I mean, if you looked at the people they polled, 61% might be the only percentage who are still around that remember all that. I don't know. It's a good question. They do, you know, have some listings of who do you think did it. The mafia comes in at 13%. The U.S. government ties federal government involvement or the U.S. government ties the mafia at 13%. As many people believe the U.S. government killed Kennedy as they believe that it was a mob hit. Which, you know.
Well, of course, either way, it's a mob hit.
That's right.
Exactly.
Just a different mob.
My belief is the U.S. government hired the mafia to kill him.
Really?
No, I'm just throwing that out there because the numbers happen to match up. We're going to go to the phones, where we've got David in Dallas. This was coincidental. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What's up, guys? Man, you're throwing a lot of curveballs at me. Let me just shotgun everything that you were saying previously. Epstein, I think that probably the jail forgot to change out their VHS. Whether the mob or the U.S. government killed Kennedy, is that not synonymous? Like, is where's the difference?
Oh, my God.
What else did you say? I'm losing track here.
I just think your comment that they need to change out the VHS is hilarious, and it's also probably true. It wouldn't surprise me if they were still stuck in, you know, the 1980s as far as their security system. I mean, you would hope not, but it is the government, and industry in general tends, you know, just my observation at least, is that industry in general tends to only change technology when they absolutely have to. Like when things start to break so much, they then have to replace their computer system, whether that be, you know, tech industry or whatever we're talking about. It's surprising how many businesses are still using just ancient equipment, dot matrix printers, things like this. And then you look to the government, I mean, they can afford to have top-of-the-line equipment, but are they?
I'm telling you, no. When I worked for the federal government, we were about 20 years behind in communications.
Really?
Yeah.
See, everybody wants to believe the government
is like...
They've
still got some green screens in government offices.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
And you guys also were talking about the TSA and things of that nature. I just want to bring this up. Here in the state of Texas, this is why I'm asking, because I don't know if it's nationwide or not, but we have to get a different license in order to fly. Like, if you want to get on a plane, is that nationwide, or what is
it? It's the real ID. That's the federal requirement to get on a plane. Now, here in New Hampshire, where this show's broadcast from, we resisted at first. We went probably a good 10 years or so before our state government caved and said, we'll go real ID.
Well, let's talk about that, because that's a brief overview, Chris, but there's a little more detail worth sharing.
There is more.
Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. We'll talk further about it. Come up here on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. Do you remember JFK? Do you still believe the Warren Report, or do you believe Epstein? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expanding the state of emergency for Hurricane Dorian. The Republican governor announced late Thursday afternoon that the emergency declaration now covers all 67 counties in Florida. Governor DeSantis also reminds people,
there's no way you could have a storm of this significance and not lose power. So just prepare for that. You should also prepare if you're in an area that experiences flooding when you have significant rain events. Well, guess what? If you're impacted by this storm, you know, you are going to see a lot of water.
President Trump announcing the establishment of U.S. Space Command at the White House.
With today's action, we open another great chapter in the extraordinary history of the United States military. SpaceCom will ensure that America's dominance in space is never questioned and never threatened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's a number you can call to get on the air. But first, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Henry Kay. Who is Henry Kay? He is a member of our Amplifier program. What is our Amplifier program? AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. He is a silver member, so he has pledged to contribute $5 a month, and that's all it takes to become part of the Amplifier program. We use that money to try to get on more radio stations, to get the message of liberty in more people's heads. That's the goal. That's what we're here for. And people like Henry Kay help us do it. So, again, thank you very much. With the AMP program, you get some benefits, too. It's not that you have to pay to listen to our podcast.
Nope, that's free.
Most everything we do is free.
Webcam's free.
But we do things like an AMP-only Facebook page. There's an AMP-only...
I think it's a group, Facebook group.
Facebook group, that's what it is. And some other perks and benefits, and they're kind of nice. And it's just our way of saying thank you to those people who go above and beyond for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Henry.
Yeah, we've been...
Website's amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank
you, Ian.
So
I want to talk about Real ID before we go on. I know Gene is on the line, but...
It's a good point.
It did come up in the last conversation, and I thought it would be important to clarify that New Hampshire has introduced, sadly, Real ID compliant licenses. However, they are still an option. So you can still opt out of having the Real ID compliant license. Although, from what I've been told by people who have gone to get a license or update a license on in recent, like the last 2 to 3 years since this thing came about.
I did it this year.
That they are heavily pushing it. That they're trying to tell people they ought to get it.
Yep. They told me that, and I said, thank you. No, I don't want, I don't need a federally approved ID. I don't want a standardized ID. I don't want my information included in a federal database.
Well, that's what Real ID does, right? Is it's a set of standards come up by the by the federal government that states are abiding by in many cases.
Yes.
In the case of New Hampshire, you can choose. And I'd be curious to know how many people are choosing one way versus the other. And in a given year's time when they serve their customers, how many of them are going with a Real ID versus not? Again, they're pushing the Real ID. And I would say they're also lying about Real ID because, well, either they're lying or they're just unknowingly channeling misinformation. They've been given misinformation, and right. So they're giving out misinformation. So they're probably telling people, well, you're going to need this if you want to fly come the year 2020. And I'm going to say that's a lie. That is not true information. I don't believe that is going to be the case at all.
Yeah.
Because as recently as 2009, now I realize that's a decade ago, but you know, 2009, 2010, we had a co-host here on Free Talk Live, Sam Dodson, who regularly flew without any ID whatsoever. So the whole idea that you're going to need a Real ID in order to fly, I'm going to call that's BS, because you still should be able to fly with no ID. And so, therefore, if you have an ID that's not a Real ID, you'll certainly still be able to fly. It's just they may put you through some additional screening process. Now, what that's going to look like in 2020, whether it's just going to be the super secret pat-down thing that they do, or they're going to have, like, questions that you'll have to answer, I don't know. But I, you're still, in my opinion, you will still be able to fly without a Real ID compliant identification. And I intend to fly without that identification. I do not have a Real ID compliant driver's license. And so, you know, somebody's going to find this out relatively quickly come 2020 when the supposed deadline that the federal government has put down is going to come. Now, also, it's worth pointing out the federal government's deadline has been moved back and back and back and back. So it was originally going to be years ago, and now it's 2020. So they keep just kicking the can down the road.
Well, it's all about flying. Let's see what the federal government says. This is from TSA.gov, and first it lists, you know, U.S. passport, Department of Defense ID, DHS designated enhanced driver's license.
These are all the IDs they'll accept.
You can accept a U.S. Merchant Marine credential, Real ID. Then there's a section here, let's see what it says. Forgot your ID? ? In the event you arrive at the airport without valid identification because it is lost or at home, you may still be allowed to fly.
See?
The TSA officer may ask you to complete an identity verification process, which includes collecting information such as your name, address, and other personal information to confirm your identity. So they are on one hand saying you've got to have Real ID, don't fly without Real ID.
But you can also fly without ID.
Right.
Just it's going to take a little longer. So if you're flying without Real ID, go ahead and budget some extra time just so you – I don't know how long this extra process is going to take. Is it another 5 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour? I have no clue.
They say TSA recommends that you arrive at least 2 hours in advance of your flight time.
Well, that's standard, though.
Right.
They recommend that for everybody.
But that's listed underneath Forgot Your ID. So, yeah. Again – they've got all your information. I don't care who you are. The federal government has all your information.
Yep.
They could verify who you are relatively quickly. Evidently, not so long that it would change your flight time.
Well, remember, there's no obligation for the government goons to be honest with you. They don't have to tell the truth. The statutes can say one thing, and they can do a completely different set of things. And the only way you find out what the truth is you challenge what they're telling you.
Right. So if you've got a flight coming up that you're not particularly in a hurry for, Give it a shot. If it's completely on you, we're not recommending anything. But if anybody out there would like to try flying without an ID, I mean, the government says you can.
Ari is about to do it this weekend.
Oh, she.
One of our co-hosts, our Monday night co-host.
Now she is traveling back home to literally get an ID.
She has her old ID, but it's expired, and that's not a valid ID, even though it's still your picture. It's still the same information. Well, the expiration date has passed, so that's not a real. You know, it's not a valid ID anymore. So, yeah, she's going to try this out and try to fly without ID and see what the process is like.
And it's going to be interesting because she's transgender. So
that's true.
So her real name is not Aria.
Correct. Her legal name is not Aria.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting to follow how that turns out. We are going to go to the phones where we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. Yeah, I thought I would talk a little bit about Hong Kong today because I read an article here.
Are the protests still going strong out there?
Every weekend they're having their protests.
Wow.
But,
go Hong Kong.
Massive, massive numbers of people in the streets. The last time I looked, like hundreds of thousands, if not millions, over a million protesters. They had as many as 20% of the entire population in the streets on one particular incident.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. It's a pretty popular uprising, and Beijing is kind of in a pickle. Because if Beijing comes down and cracks down on these people, it will be the end of Hong Kong as we know it, and it will affect trade with China.
Mm-hmm.
So Beijing kind of can't do anything about it, but Beijing also will not back down. You know, the one thing about the Chinese Communist Party is they don't back down because then they lose face. And that's the thing about their...
Well,
they also lack a conscience. So
governments generally have no conscience because the people that are working in them may, on their individual lives, take care of their families and they may be loving towards, you know, the people they care about. But when they're in their position, they're not responsible for their actions. So their conscience doesn't apply as much. If you want, stand by, Gene. We can bring you back.
Okay.
Put you on hold.
He wants to talk about what's going on there in Hong Kong. And if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to do that as well.
855 450 free. What do you think of everything going on in Hong Kong, and will the Chinese back down to Trump? That's a question I have. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the radio and tell us what you think about anything. This is Open Phones Radio. This is what they used to have, not when you call in and the call screener puts you through the ringer and then tells you, I'm sorry, you can't be on. The host is talking about something else. Well, you can control the show. That's a lot of power in your hands. Use it wisely, young Padawan. We have been all over the board tonight. We've been spending a lot of time talking about the TSA. The TSA decided they're going to outlaw Coke bottles, or they're not going to let young children, on airplanes if they got a souvenir thermal detonator Coke bottle from Disney, because evidently the TSA believes that they are actually replicas of real replicas. That would be what it would be, right? It would be a replica of a movie prop, which is a replica of something that doesn't really exist in the world. Now, I can kind of see if you're bringing a toy gun on board. I disagree with that, too. We should be hiring people that can tell toys from real objects. I would hope that they would at least have that base level of skill if you're...
Yeah, but you can get a job at the TSA with no skill.
I know. That's the problem. I would hope that they at least have...
Yeah, but then they got to pay more.
Jeez.
You don't want the government to pay more for security, do you?
I don't want to pay anything.
The only solution is to get rid of the TSA and allow airports to decide their own security procedures. Better yet, let the airlines themselves do it.
Who actually have a vested interest in making sure their planes don't get blown up. Isn't that funny? They actually would like to have a flight go through and not have to pay millions out to grieving families. We're going to go back to Discord, where we've got Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you still there?
Yes.
So we were talking about Hong Kong.
Yeah, and the reason I brought this up today is because there's been reports of Chinese troop movements into Hong Kong last night, and it's not un- it, this is not an unusual thing in that it happens once a year, because most people don't realize, but Hong Kong is kind of a separate country. It's not really, but it has its own government and everything, which is why
it's a special economic zone.
Yeah. Right. And but what so is they were promised that for 50 years. And what's happened is there is one block, there's one square block of Hong Kong that is the Communist Chinese block. They own that. They've put their troops on that block. And it's a high-rise building, probably, I don't know, 30 stories tall. So they have troops garrisoned in Hong Kong 24/7. And once a year, apparently, they do a troop movement into there and rotate the guys out and rotate new guys in. The thing is, those guys that have been there for the last year have watched these protests out their windows, because that's been the target of a lot of protests, has been that particular garrison block. And so those troops have seen the peaceful protesters year, week after week. But these new troops that are coming in, these are new guys. They're, for the most part, people in China don't know what's going on in Hong Kong, even though it's right across the border.
Yep.
The propaganda is so strong in Hong Kong, and the nationalism that's being whipped up by the Chinese Communist Party is so effective that these people will hate anybody that says boo against China.
So you're saying it's that still, if there were a likelihood for violence, for these peaceful protests to turn violent, now would be a possible time.
That's right. And Saturday they have a big protest scheduled, and it with these new troops in there, if they decide to turn them loose on the protesters, it could be a very, very nasty event, because those guys haven't seen these people protesting.
Right. And I'm not insinuating that the Hong Kong protesters will turn violent. I'm proposing that the Chinese government will turn violent against the protests.
Well, they don't have to turn violent. They turned violent immediately upon creation.
But, yes, and they will have absolutely no conscience about shedding blood. They believe that they have that right to trample over anybody that says anything about China. Now, the problem is, the correct move for Beijing would be to back down, and would be to let Terry Lam, who's the puppet there in Hong Kong, to let her just back down on the two or three things that the protesters are demanding, and just let them have it. And
what are they demanding? Aren't they like shouting about democracy or something?
Specifically, they have three things, I believe. The first is the extradition bill that Terry Lam introduced that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China. They need to drop that bill. That would be number one. And then they want
to know what that is.
And then they want an inquiry into the police brutality. And I think there was one other little thing, but I can't remember what it was. So the demands aren't that great. The extradition just means that anybody wanted by Beijing could be extradited out of Hong Kong to the courts in mainland. And right now they can't do that. So Hong Kong is definitely, they have freedom that the rest of China doesn't have. But if the troops go in there and destroy all that, it's going to cause an economic nightmare that will reflect across the planet, because everybody's dealing with China.
You had said in the last segment that the Chinese government doesn't back down, and that's probably true in most circumstances. I mean, certainly everybody can remember Tank Man from 1989, or at least those
Tiananmen Square.
Those outside of China remember him. They did their best to cover him up inside the state. But I did see, I was actually just watching it, I guess it was last night, I was watching a documentary from 2006, if I recall correctly, called Soul Train. It is, as in Seoul, South Korea, Soul Train. It's like an hour-long documentary. It looks at kind of a couple of different families that are that have escaped from North Korea. So they made it out of North Korea. They made it into China. And then, of course, at that point, you know, life doesn't get that much easier because the Chinese government, if they find right. you, they'll send you back to North Korea, where you will then likely be put to death or at best be put into a prison camp to do hard labor and, you know, then malnourished and, you know, awful things happen. So you don't want to be sent back by the Chinese government. And what they ended up doing was they had this film crew that documented these families and what they were doing. And at one point, they were going to try to, like, run into a Japanese embassy in the part of China where they were to try to apply for asylum. And the guards caught them sort of at the gate. Only a couple of the family members actually made it through. Basically, there were a couple of incidents where these folks that were trying to get out of China were apprehended by the Chinese so-called authorities. But there was video of this happening. And so early in the movie or in the documentary, you sort of led to believe that, oh, no, this family got caught. They're screwed. They're going to be sent back.
Right.
Toward the end, you end up finding out that because of the video footage, that they were able to raise some level of awareness about what had happened. Because normally, right. if they catch you trying to, you know, cross the border in out of China, it's a quiet event. They've caught you, you're going back, you're going to die in North Korea. But here, there was actually some attention that was brought to it because the video footage existed, and that actually resulted in the Chinese government going easy on these people, at least some of them. In a couple of circumstances, some of the folks were returned, and it wasn't clear to me which family was which in this documentary. Sorry. But there were some folks, because of the video, the video kept these government bureaucrats in line, even in China.
Wow.
So it goes to show that putting video cameras out there and having video of these goons, whether it be Chinese or American, these government goons doing the awful things they do, is the best defense you can possibly have. Publicity is the best defense you can possibly have to what their plans might be.
Gene,
except in China, if they see you doing video, they will come and attack you.
True. The video was caught from an upstairs window of a hotel that happened to be across from the Japanese embassy.
Thanks for your call, man.
The video was captured surreptitiously, so that much is true.
Yeah, but a camera can be your friend, and that's the U.S., too. Film cops. That's a good...
I'd say film all the government bureaucrats, because they all deserve to be on the record. I never know what they're going to pull.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.